Okay, every family has a recipe that holds sweet memories. Maybe it's a holiday dish, a favorite meal made by an elder, or a dessert that takes you back. Well, for many Black American Muslim families, that dessert is bean pie. It's been more than just a sweet treat. Bean pies are sold outside mosques, used as a fundraising tool, and they're woven into community life. But as generations change, the tradition might be fading. So next, we're going to learn more about why the bean pie has meant so much to so many, and we'll discuss the decades of connection between food and faith. At the table with me, Ahmed Ali Akbar, who's a freelance journalist, Imam Tariq El Amin, who's a resident imam of Masjid Al-Taqwa and host of the American Muslim podcast, and Imani Muhammad, who's a baker and the namesake of Imani's original bean pies. Welcome to the show, folks.
Thanks for having us.
Good to see you. Oh, I see bean pies being distributed in the studio. I did not know this. This is a surprise. So this is great. We're going to be eating as we chat. So let's talk first, though. Ahmed, for those who aren't familiar, tell us, what are bean pies? Describe them.
Bean pies are a custard-like pie. They are visually similar to like a pumpkin pie, and they're made out of navy beans, which are full of protein and fats, a little bit more nutritious is the argument. And it's just a wonderful dessert that could also be eaten as like a street food in your hand, you know, because it's so firm.
And it smells delicious. Did you grow up eating them?
I did, which is unusual because I'm of Pakistani background. It's usually found in not just Black mosques, but Black cities around, you know, Black neighborhoods, basically, around the U.S. And I happened to grow up in a mosque that was founded by Black Muslims. And the aunties used to bake it. There was no bakery in my small town in Michigan, but I was really picky about Pakistani food, but I liked you know, the food that they were making.
You were like, but those bean pies, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me get a little bit more of that.
So I have a lot of nostalgia for it.
Imam Tariq, I mean, what's the history behind this quintessential American Muslim dish?
Great question. So it goes back to founding of the Nation of Islam under the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. It was a restructuring of the dietary habits of Black folk who had been conditioned to we'll just call it a slave diet, making the best out of the worst. And along with that was an idea of how to eat to live. There was a seminal publication, you know, how to eat to live. The navy bean, very nutritious. It was a staple of the Muslim diet at that point. And you just can't eat for protein alone, so you have to have some sweets. So the bean pie.
There's always
was
a reason
a natural,
for sweets,
right? And I would say also, I know we're talking about bean pie, but also bean soup. Was also, you know, it was the, I guess, I don't want to say the corollary, but the companion to that as well. So this was, you know, the beginnings of a kind of a restructuring and reordering of, you know, of how we ate and what we were sensitized towards.
And I see you lighting up as you talk about this. You grew up on this stuff,
didn't
you?
Oh, yes.
Just that amazing history lesson, like this aunties that I mentioned, Sister Nadia, I want to shout out. They would give me that history lesson as a teenager. It's always served with that. It's not just a food. It has this other meaning.
Yeah. Well, Imani, tell us your introduction to bean pies.
So I was introduced to it as a young girl as well. My friend's grandmother, whom we call Nana, used to make them, and specifically for me, I always add that because she would tell me to call and let her know when I'm coming. And they would always feed the community, which is something that Muslims did. And they did. They took very good care of us. So I started then. And, of course, the tradition continued when I joined the Nation of Islam.
Yes.
And, basically shared bean pie with my children, so they grew up on
bean
pie.
So, you started making them, right? How would you say your bean pies evolved over time?
Oh, wow. So we started out of our daycare / homeschool in the early 2000s. And since then, we've made the original bean pie, but we've also incorporated vegan bean pies because some of our customers were unable to do dairy. So the vegan bean pies are absent of the eggs, butter, and milk, but just as delicious and nutritious.
All right. Well, as you talk about it being delicious, I can't do it any longer. This bean pie is right here. You all have slices as well. Now, who brought this in? Was it you, Imani? I was going to guess.
Yes.
So did you bake this?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me more. Like, I mean, when did you make this?
What you all are sharing is the original bean pie version. And so, yeah, I made it probably yesterday or the day before yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, this
so
is so
what
good.
We do is we, of course, deliver to stores. We freeze them and deliver them to stores.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so.
And, Emma, you said that this is sort of, compared to pumpkin pie, this is better.
You know, I agree, by
this
the way.
Is
I
would always. Times better.
No, I completely agree. And that's the argument, too, that it's better for you on every level. It's more tasty, more nutritious. It's got this history that is, you know, indigenous to Muslims in America.
Oh, so good.
And I would add that there's comparisons made between sweet potato pie.
Yes.
As
yes.
well.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it trumps them both.
Yeah, it does. it really does. Because I don't like, fun fact, I don't like either of those.
Really?
Oh, wow. And I love this.
This is a lot, having you try it live on air.
I know. This could have gone really badly.
Yeah.
Right. No, this is really good. I'm like on my third bite at this point.
Yeah.
So you know I like it.
Yes.
Great. Thank you.
I wanted to add really quickly.
Yes, please.
One of the other things I think is really important as well is that this comes out of a time where there was a thrust for economic independence. And
tell
the
me
bean
more about
pie.
That.
So, going back to movements, you know, under United Negro Improvement Association under Marcus Garvey, looking at Booker T. Washington, you know, this idea of, you know, cast your bucket and get to work.
Mm-hmm.
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad continued with this idea of do for self, and it continued along with, you know, under the leadership of his son Imam Muwahhid Muhammad, and it's still associated with the Muslim kind of thinking, this entrepreneurial spirit. So the bean pie became a product that was not just something that we could consume at our dinner tables, but something that we could also offer to our communities and to the world.
Yeah.
So it's played a really important role. You know, people have put their kids through college. You know, they've paid off their homes.
we gotta give Imani some credit.
Imani raises her hand.
She's a real entrepreneur.
Yeah, and I love what Imani has done because she is really a representation of the evolution,
yeah.
right? It continues to grow as a culinary, it's not static. We still have the original bean pie,
yes.
but it's continued to grow and evolve under, yes, this is culinary leadership right
yes.
here.
Well, I mean, and I'm more of a traditionalist, so I love me an original bean
yeah.
pie. How much does something like this go for? I mean, you know, we talk about the fact that you could get it outside your mosque and like, how much were they selling this for?
So now the large, our 9-inch deep dish are about $18.99.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we have a 6-inch, a smaller one, for $8. And we also brought you all some of those in different variations.
Showering us with the gifts.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We definitely needed that. So hearing from all of you, I'd love to know what you think makes a good bean pie. Ahmed, what are the qualities or ingredients even?
A lot of people compare it to like Asian red bean paste desserts, for those of you who don't have it in front of you. I think the texture is really important,
yes.
you know, that it has that feeling of, you think it's going to be savory hearing it. It's sweet, but it does have that just little subtle savoriness where it fills you in a way that, you know, other kinds of pies don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is something that you can take, like, this is my breakfast, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm happy to eat it for breakfast.
Which is why I'm still chewing as you...
Yeah.
Fill us with knowledge.
Obviously, like any traditional American pie, needs a good crust, a flaky crust, you know. And then, of course, the spicing, nutmeg, cinnamon. Mm-hmm. I think that's where also like a lot of particulars come in. I was surprised coming from Michigan. Places like Supreme Bean Pie in Imani's have a little more cinnamon than I'm used to.
Yes.
Supreme Bean Pie, which is available, there's a bakery at Mosque Mariam. I interviewed one of the sources, Elijah Bey, down there, and like they gave us a lot of access
on the south side.
Yeah, the Nation of Islam's, you know, it's attached to the Nation of Islam's Mosque Mariam. It's a little more cinnamon forward. And I you know, it's interesting because like I had a certain memory of it, and it's actually. It, like they say, it's an expression of newness and different personalities. It's all for me. I'm a food journalist, and for me, it's always about the people and what they're expressing through it.
Yes,
as opposed to you know just the object on a plate. That's why bean pie is such an amazing object of inquiry.
Mm-hmm. Imam, we heard that your mosque hosted a bean pie making competition.
Yes.
A few years ago? How did that go?
I did not know that.
I wish I had been a journalist to cover that. I would have covered that.
You weren't there?
I don't think
that's
so.
That's not possible.
She would have won.
She was disqualified.
I got to go back and look at the transcripts. But it was wonderfully received. I mean, an opportunity to taste different bean pies.
Were you a judge?
You know, I think I was probably overwhelmed with the deliciousness. and don't remember all of the specifics, but it was great.
You should host it again.
Yes.
We plan to, because actually what we did, a Black Muslim business bazaar, right? Okay. So that was a part of it. And I have to give a shout out to, because in addition to Imani, we also have Jamal Muhammad A.M. Pies. Mm-hmm. And his mm-hmm. pies, you can find them in Peace Produce on 87th Street.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm.
And he's one of the holdovers. There's Charles Muhammad, who passed a few years ago. And his recipe, unfortunately, it lies dormant. It's still here, but he was also one of the original producers. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm going to throw this last thing in. I have to get my 2 cents on what makes a good bean pie.
Yes, you do.
It must have like that custard, that filling.
Yes.
It cannot be too liquid, and it
yes.
can't be too
yes.
hard.
And that's what
exactly.
I think I love about this, Imani. yes. You hit all the nails on all the heads.
Yes, this is perfect.
You know, it's like the right amount of cinnamon, the right amount of the texture. I'm a big texture person, mm-hmm. and the sweetness is there too. The sweetness is there too. What do you hear from people who buy your bean pies? Do they start sharing memories?
Yes,
of their
it always
childhood?
Starts conversation at the table, which is one of our, my greatest aims. You don't just eat a bean pie, you experience a tradition. Mm. So it's a great conversation piece. So I get a lot of calls when people take it, maybe their family haven't experienced bean pies
right.
before, and so it just sparks a conversation. Like, what is this?
Yeah. You're immediately launching into history, right?
Yes, yes.
And we should say it was historically sold with the papers, right?
Yes,
absolutely.
The historical figure of the bean pie man who had a, it wasn't just the pie he was giving you. He would, be selling the paper. In some ways, he would say that education.
Yeah.
Like
yes.
Brother James 40X, who I interviewed, was like, that's the number one message.
So
the number
this,
one program.
So then, Emmett, is this tradition, is it sticking around? Or do we need more folks like Imani, continuing to bake it?
So the story that I wrote, I think it's just evolving. I can't speak definitively. That was sort of the questions I was trying to answer in this mm-hmm. article I wrote for the Tribune, where is it today? And I was very excited about mm-hmm. the things that I saw. That you can get bean pie ice cream at Sean Michelle's,
right.
which is an incredible thing that I did not know existed. Mm-hmm. And, as a journalist, I have to check my own bias. Coming from Michigan, I was like, where I couldn't find bean pie, but you have to just look for it. You have to be integrated into the communities. And I was welcomed really with open arms by both of these folks and the communities that they come from to try to learn about their history. So,
speaking of history, one of the ways that we document, we archive and share. So I founded the Chicago Black Muslim History Tour 4 years ago.
Okay.
So it happens twice a year. And one of the things that, and then of course, we've commissioned to do it, but one of the things that we do is we talk about, the role of food, and we talk about the places that have been significant as community grounding
right.
and identifying spaces. So to answer your question about should there be more?
Yeah.
I think there's always room.
Mm-hmm.
There's
oh, yeah.
always room.
Mm-hmm.
But what we don't see often, I think, with our creativity is we don't see it scaled in a way that we really express ownership of that thing on a large
scale. Well, I certainly thank you for bringing this in for me today, Imani. Really enjoyed that. We've got to go. Imani Muhammad is the baker and namesake of Imani's Original Bean Pies. We've been talking with Imam Tariq El-Amin, who's a resident imam of Masjid Al-Taqwa, and Ahmed Ali Akbar, who's a freelance food journalist. Thank you all so much.
Thank you so much.